All right, well, get us the ingredients for the Valdez, please, for tonight. Nikki Sixx and Dolly Parton joining forces. Dolly Parton has an album, a rock album that she's putting together, and Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is the latest to join up on that album. Elton John's in, Paul McCartney's in, Stevie Nicks is in, and Nikki Sixx will be a part of that thing. Elton John celebrating his birthday this weekend. I think it's 76 for Elton. But, you know, Elton is really a two-person act. His writer, Bernie Taupin, is responsible for nearly every Elton John hit. And all these years later, there are some songs that Elton still doesn't even know the origins of because Bernie did the lyrics. And Elton would just, he'd hand Elton the lyrics and Elton, all right, okay, guess this looks good. And Elton would put some music to it without bothering to ask, really, what it's all about. So these are some of these songs Elton's been singing for 50 years, like Rocket Man. Now, this is a recent conversation with Elton John and Bernie Taupin about Rocket Man, and you'll listen to Bernie explain the inspiration for the song, and then Elton's surprise.
Our first ever number one record, I think. Pretty easy song to write the melody to because it's a song about space, so it's quite a spacious song.
Well, it was actually inspired by a story by Ray Bradbury from his book of science fiction short stories called The Illustrated Man. And in that book, there was a story called The Rocket Man, which was about how astronauts in the future would become sort of an everyday job. So I kind of took that idea and ran with it.
You know, I never knew that.
That's amazing.
You know, he probably did tell Elton, but Elton was whacked out. He didn't remember any of that.
Right, Bernie, right.
Sure. Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to take the stand today in Utah in her ski collision trial. Paltrow's being sued by a man who claims she seriously injured him in a collision on a beginner's slope. Yesterday, the accuser's attorney objected to Gwyneth Paltrow bringing in treats for the bailiffs. We don't know what kind of treats were being offered to the bailiffs, but the judge asked that it not occur during court.
You put this one between your legs.
Yeah. I'd be careful. Because what you think it might be, it's got a whole other purpose.
Uh-huh.
And 50 years ago tonight, it was one of the weirdest onstage incidents in rock and roll. Lou Reed is on stage playing the Century Theater in Buffalo, New York. Previous night, he had Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band open for him. And this night, Lou was doing it all himself. And there he is, up on stage, playing with his band, performing the classic Velvet Underground song, Waiting for the Man, when all of a sudden, a guy came up on stage and screamed, "Leather!" at the top of his voice, then headed right for Lou Reed and bit his butt on stage. This was not part of the act. You know, you could, in the early 70s, Lou Reed, you could wonder.
Uh-huh.
You could
and
think
Lou
that
probably
maybe,
bit him back.
Yeah. Security intervened. The fan was kicked out. Lou continued with his performance, finished the concert, and later said, "America seems to breed real animals."
Well, since it is National Cocktail Day and the Exxon Valdez oil spill did happen, John, there is a cocktail. What you need is a half ounce of butterscotch schnapps and a half ounce of white Sambuca. Layer the Sambuca on the schnapps in a shot glass and serve.
And head for the boat.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA.